Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Martin, who's been newly named the head of marketing for Peachy Hardwood Flooring. Michael, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. It's good to catch up. You, for many years, I think 14 years, were the head of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association, based in St. Louis, and you stepped down right before the expo this year. I've kind of lost touch with you for a little while. Now you resurface and you're taking this role as head of marketing for a brand that's based in Reidsville, Pennsylvania, right?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your life.
Well, sure. We got through TICE last year in January. We had great meetings. We met with really great market leaders. We were making a lot of progress. And heading into 2025, Stephanie Owen and I have been working on transferring a lot of the operations of NWFA to her. We came back from that meeting and I felt like they've got this. So it was time to transition and do something else. So I had an opportunity to do some consulting and do some work with my partner's interior design business and ramp that up a little bit. I took a break. I've been having some conversations with Peachy because I've known those folks for years. And I was out visiting Nicole, actually, with the Hardware Federation out in D.C. And I drove out to see their new defecting line in Pennsylvania and sat down with them and we started talking and one thing led to another and we decided, well, this would be a really great opportunity because they're doing a lot of game-changing things in the industry and it's exciting to be a part of that.
Tell us a little bit more about Peachy. It's interesting. It's up, looks like it uses Amish mills and focuses on using American hardwood, right?
That's right. It's an old mill. Peachy is an Amish family. They owned the mill for many years. And then in 2014, Don Coleman purchased the company. And at that point, the mill wasn't being run by electric. So there was a lot of updating that had to be done. And, you know, the gas lights are still actually in the showroom, which adds a little bit of history. And the interesting thing about Don is that he was an Air Force pilot, and then he had a long career in banking. He has an MBA from Vanderbilt. And so when I've been watching him for a number of years as he kind of took this small Amish mill and added technology and put in real business practices. And we had identified him as a potential board director for NWFA for years, just based on the fact that he brought such a great financial perspective to the marketplace. So I've been watching him for a long time. And when I got that there and saw what he'd been doing, it was just fascinating to see the Amish and the craftsmanship captured. While at the same time, they just put in this brand new AI-driven defecting line, which increases the yield about 25% and takes a lot of the manual piece out. But you can't really get rid of the human eye. So it's just this really beautiful blend of technology and tradition.
And this is all solid, right?
No, we're really focused on an engineered product. Peachy can make anything, and that includes one thing I think a lot of people don't know is that they can also do stair treads and trims and moldings and then run those through the same pre-finishing line so that you're getting the exact match on all of your wood products, including casings and molding wrappings and rafters, paneling, those types of things are also specialty products.
But is it all made in the U.S. or are you doing some importing?
Well, it's sitting in the middle of the Appalachian forest, so it's a beautiful product and that. We've talked about this a little bit before, but woods grow differently in different parts of the country. And the long winters in the Northeast allow for the graining pattern to be tighter and it grows slower in the North than it does in the South. So there are just some different patterns. And it's just a beautiful product. And most of the lumber is coming in from Amish mills in the region. So it's, you know, it's a regional commitment to the area. And it's just a really interesting dynamic.
But on the engineer, they're making that in the U.S. as well?
Yes, and that's one of the differentiators right now that we really should talk about with the tariff situation and all the import and the uncertainty in the marketplace certainly has been a challenge. Tariffs continue to be a challenge. Sourcing was a challenge and tracking all of that. So to have a domestic player who's making a high end quality product from Appalachian Forest is a really good thing in this market.
This is very interesting because, you know, when you look at the leadership of the NWFA, you've got you headed over to Peachy and you've got Brett Miller headed over to Old World Limited. And then Dan Natkin has moved over to another little craftsman area that's an imported product. Sounds like the leadership in the hardwood business are going boutique on us, right?
Well, I hadn't really thought about that, but yes, I mean, there are definite opportunities. And, you know, it's hard to serve a whole industry, right? Especially community building is really what associations are about. And it's been a really difficult time, I think, to build community in the current political climate and with so many people divided about so many things. So I clearly say that's part of the reason I was really ready to kind of wrap up. But the association is in strong hands. Stephanie Owen has been there for years. And again, we were transitioning operations when I left. So she's well-versed and ready to step in and take the association into a different place. And I also think it's time for a new generation to step into some of those roles, and they have a better connection with the people coming up behind them than my generation does. So to, you know, the whole world is shifting and the priorities are shifting. And so I think to have leadership that's closer to that area of growth is key for all the trades to really look at.
All right, let's talk about the health of the hardwood business. Obviously, if you're making this move, you feel like, you know, for a long time, it's been challenged by the lookalike products. Everybody knows that the homeowner wants the wood look. We're talking now, where you're going is to produce a craftsman type product. So you see some runway there for opportunities?
Absolutely. One of the things to talk about also is the difference between the high-end market and the commodity market. And desire for wood has never been challenged. You know, we did consumer research year after year and found that that's really what consumers want. And at point of sale, there's always been confusion about what is real wood and what isn't, driven by folks that, you know, you and I have talked about for years that now I can actually talk a little more specifically about, because I don't have to represent everybody on the channel. You know, there's some really great products out there, and I think wood has made a lot of innovative changes to be able to compete in some degree, but also still maintain its quality product. And at the high end of the market, there's still no doubt that you're putting a wood floor into a home. So unless there's confusion in that process, which we have seen, consumers know what they want and they want a quality product.
That's right. And you know, if you look at the statistics, one we just put in this December issue, we were wrapping up, 50% of what's been spent out there retail is being spent by the top 10% of the population income wise. So that's where the business is now. That's who's buying hardwood floors, right?
Correct. You have to get kind of past that insulated area where people who have disposable income that will always have disposable income are making purchases. You know, the rest of us are kind of suffering with what the tariffs are doing to inflation and the challenges that creates and trying to do more on less on an ongoing basis. So a lot of dollars get held back in the marketplace, or they get put into cheaper products when prices are inflated at the rate that they are right now.
So do you stay in St. Louis or do you move to Pennsylvania?
We just purchased a new house here, and I'm looking at lovely hardwood floors right now, and I'm happy as a clam being back in the city after 20 years out in the suburbs. So life is good.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for telling us what's going on with your shift to Peachy Hardwood. Again, been talking to Michael Martin, the head of marketing for Peachy Hardwood, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.